This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Centers for Disease Control has extended for one last time, it says, the federal eviction moratorium. That gives the millions of tenants out there who can't make the rent a little bit of breathing room. End of July is the new deadline. There is federal rent relief money to be had, but it's not getting to everybody who needs it. So what do you suppose happens when the federal eviction protections go away in just over a month? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is on that one.
The one-month extension will give state and local governments more time to distribute $25 billion in federal pandemic rental assistance. Some have been slow to get the money out. Matt Losak heads the Montgomery County, Maryland Renters Alliance. He says they're afraid of fraud and...
A lot of municipalities are not used to handling crisis operations.
Losak says 6 million renters nationwide are facing eviction. Tenants like Laura, who didn't want her last name used for fear of losing her job. She applied for rental assistance 2 months ago.
I'm just honestly very frustrated right now.
Laura works in a nursing home. She was afraid of getting COVID, so took a month off from work, unpaid. Now she's $3,200 behind on her rent. She worries she'll be evicted.
It's a very dehumanizing process. Who wants to have an eviction notice slapped on their front door for everybody who lives on your floor to see?
Laura is working and paying rent again. She just needs the federal aid to pay her back rent. Paula Cino is with the National Multifamily Housing Council.
We've seen data that suggests that residents are feeling that they are in a better place about meeting those rental agreements.
But Cino says long-term, the Section 8 federal housing program should be expanded. It issues rent vouchers for low-income tenants. Alicia Mazzara is at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. She says even before the pandemic, there was a long Section 8 wait list.
Just one in four eligible families get rental assistance, and so many more people are in need.
Mazzara says this is the best way to replace the temporary eviction moratorium safety net. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.